I'm looking at Corey right now, and he's being very humble. and he's saying it very humbly. But, Corey, you have a gallery, and it's called?
It's called Grin.
Grin. And why'd you call it Grin?
For a variety of reasons. It's one of those words that has a different connotations for different people. So mm-hmm. it could be a friendly smile, or it could be a grimace.
Yep.
And that's the way we like to present the work in the gallery. It's not super heavy-handed one way or the other with politics or trying to push the viewer in one way or the other. So they just come in and they get to experience how they want to experience it.
Sounds kind of similar to what you're doing.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you're opening up people's eyes to food and, yep. you know, and enjoyment and enjoyment yep. of each other's cultures. And, you know, I think that's great. So, all right, more about what you're doing, Mr. Corey.
Yeah, so it's a gallery located on the west side of Providence. Again, it's called Grin, and it's a contemporary art gallery for what we call emerging artists or underexposed artists. So it's a lot of people just graduating from school, or maybe they've been toiling in their studios for years but never really had a place to put their work. Mm-hmm. So we're providing their opportunity to show their work. We sort of support them through social media or bring them to pop-up shows in other cities. We do what we can to sort of get them comfortable with the art world. And also, we've been doing this for about 2 years now, so we're still kind of learning. So,
I hope you don't mind me asking this, but can you tell our listeners how old you are?
26.
All right, 26.
Me too.
26 and a half.
You too, Jim?
Yeah.
I mean, well, the reason I ask that is that, you know, I know that you went to Mass Art, mm-hmm. and that you and your partner, who have opened the gallery, have got a lot going on. That's a really big, that's a big undertaking, mm-hmm. to kind of open a gallery space and to try to do something. I'd love to hear more about your motivation for that when we come back. And, you know, I know that you come from Boston,
mm-hmm.
and your partner comes from San Francisco. And why Rhode Island? Why did you pick Rhode Island to do something like this and to show us so much great stuff? So you are listening to AM 790 Talk in Business. And you know what? I'm talking to Jim Nellis. I'm talking to Corey Oberlander. And I'm not going to let Jim go. So you're going to stay on and be the co-host, because we're talking about West Broadway and, you know, good art. Welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we're having a great conversation. I got two guys from the West End. And actually, I think I've got Barnaby Evans, who's usually my co-host. I think he's on the line.
I am right here.
Hello, Barnaby.
Hey, Barnaby.
Greetings, everybody.
Yeah,
we're
so
about food,
glad.
We're talking about art. We're talking about where it all happens down on the West End.
We're talking about a lot of great things, and I am so happy that you called in, because we were talking about to Corey Oberlander, who, of course, works for Waterfire, but also runs a gallery, 26 and a half. Is that what you said?
Yes.
26 and a half years old. And Barnaby, you know, if there's anybody that understands being a young artist, it's you. And kind of breaking
through.
Well,
there are
a lot of people. Yeah, yeah. And breaking the mold, essentially, right? You know?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about Corey's gallery, which I would recommend people go see, because it is showing great work, beautifully and elegantly presented. It's a great space. It's out on Valley Street.
Yeah, Corey, can you say exactly
what's the address on
Valley? It's 60 Valley Street.
60 Valley, and you're next door to Yellow Peril.
Correct, yep. And there's a new restaurant there called Bocado.
Bocado, which I recommend as well.
We were just talking about Easy Entertaining, and what is it?
Donut Friday.
What does that mean again?
It means they have phenomenal donuts every Friday.
All right, there it is.
That's edible
Easy Entertaining.
Easy Entertaining?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
They do a nice job.
They really do. They really do.
So we're going to find you down there on Friday, aren't we, Barnaby? Looking for some
Friday,
donuts.
Believe it or not, I am in Washington, D.C., so I will... I'm going to be searching out... there's a wonderful... there's a trombone... all trombone gospel choir praise band in Washington,
nice.
D.C.
Nice.
Wow.
That I got to go find. But I'm actually going down to give a address to the National Endowment for the Arts. That's there. Yeah. Three-time-a-year national meeting of the council that runs the NEA. I'm one of the speakers at their meeting.
That's pretty awesome. But I want to get back to, you know...
West End.
I want to talk to Corey about, you know... Because I haven't been... and I'm sorry, Corey. I haven't been to your gallery. Barnaby, you've been, obviously, right?
The entire world has been. That's the problem.
I don't know if that's true, but...
you know, every now and then I got to crawl out from underneath my rock. I would definitely get down there. But, you know, Corey, and I think, Barnaby, I would ask you the same thing, because you're originally from California,
yep.
Right? And then I know that you came and you went to school at Brown, and you decided to stay here in Rhode Island. Corey, very similarly, you and your partner, one from San Francisco, you from Boston, mm-hmm. decided to come to Rhode Island and to really kind of lay your roots here, right? And become an artist and set up a space here. Can you tell me why?
Sure, yeah. It's actually something we kind of stumbled upon in kind of an awesome way. We were looking at studio spaces and storefront spaces down in Providence, and we kind of walked into this one, and it was set up with, you know, studio lighting and great white walls, beautiful floors, a storefront next to another gallery, a working restaurant down the street from places like Dirt Palace, and just right off of Broadway. And we realized that, you know, this is a great space, one, and then we also realized how affordable it was to do. And in the greater Providence city spectrum, we have things like Waterfire, RISD, Brown, all these institutions that are doing really great things for and with artists. And, yeah, we decided to move on in. And
so you found it to be a really supportive community.
It's very supportive. And immediately, you know, our first opening was June 20th, 2013. So we just celebrated our second anniversary. And thank you, yeah. But, you know, a couple, 300 people showed up to our first exhibition.
That's awesome.
And it hasn't slowed down since then, and it's been great. And we get coverage from places in Boston and all over the place.
Actually, I know that there was just an amazing article that you were highlighted in. Mm-hmm. Was it in the Boston Globe?
Yeah, it's a blog called Big Red and Shiny, and it's an artist blog that covers the greater Boston area and also includes Providence. Mm-hmm. And we had a conversation with them just in regards to issues that we have with our community, things that are really great about the community, what we do, who we are, where we're from, what we want to do in the future, what roadblocks we've faced, and how we think that things could change.
Well, all right. So what are those things? So what roadblocks have you faced, and what do you think you can change with your art and what you're doing?
There's a variety of different things. As I said, Providence is kind of the perfect place for us to be. But one of the big things is that there's not a lot of people that are writing about art here. After the Providence Phoenix has kind of gone under, there's not too many people going out to shows and seeing them and writing about them. And it's not often in, you know, the Providence Journal, places like that. They have other, you know, sort of obligations, and that's totally fine. So we rely on places like the Boston Globe and Big Red and Shiny to come down here, kind of out of their element, to sort of focus on the places in Providence.
And if there is one thing, well, actually, Barnaby, how do you feel about this? Because this must sound very similar to...
No, I think Corey's exactly right. Providence is interesting. We have an extraordinary arts community. We've got great galleries that people attend, but we don't have a lot of journals. There have been several. Remember Quick's Art Quarterly, and which was quite good. And I think this is absolutely worth doing. Motif has been writing some,
mm-hmm.
The Phoenix did a good job. And, you know, these online blog formats are also really growing. And it's, I think it's an area that we can do more with because there really is a lot going on.
Do you find that's the... Corey, is that pretty much how you're moving again? Is that blog post, and that's how people are finding out more about social media, or through social media, what you're doing?
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult to quantify, but we have seen people come directly into our space and say, "Oh, I saw you guys in the Boston Globe. I just came down from Portland, Maine for the day to see Providence, and it's awesome." You know,
isn't that cool?
And so, you know, we need more of that. And but even from other places in Rhode Island, I think it needs to happen more and more. People need to be made aware of what's happening, like you said earlier, like in our own city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone's talking about Birch, but I don't ever hear about that around here. No one ever talks about it.
Right.
But I'm sure it's an amazing restaurant.
Well, I think, you know, that
it's
there's...
It's a great restaurant. What do you mean no one talks about Birch?
Okay. Right. Barnaby's about to talk about it.
yeah. Maybe I can't afford Birch. That's why I haven't been.
Oh, you can.
I'm not sure. I can?
You can,
okay.
Sure.
Well, you know, I think that it's interesting because, Corey, you've got such a, you know... We're talking just like on the outskirts about your art and about your gallery, mm-hmm. but you were just highlighted in New York, or can you give us just a little bit of an idea of not only what you've done, but where you're going at 26.5?
Yeah, we had stumbled across this curator-driven art fair last December, and it happens every year in New York, and the first three iterations were in an old... elementary school that was converted into artist studios. And once a year, they would clean all the studios out and they would convert it into an art fair where they would have these 20 installations that were put together by curators from New York City. And this past year, that building was turned into condos, so they found a new venue and we applied for it. Mm-hmm. And we curated an exhibition with two artists from Providence and one artist from Boston. And we brought the show on the road. And we had more people walk through our installation in New York in, you know, 4 or 5 days than we did in our gallery since we opened.
Wow. That's got to be amazing.
Super.
Mm-hmm. So that's called, it's called Spring Break Art Show. So look it up.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one thing that we need to talk about is how can people find out where you are, what's going on with you, and what's going...
I'm sure there's a website.
I was leading to that, Barnaby.
I think we have a website. It's called grinprovidence.com, and also we do the usual Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, Twitter. I think we... Yeah, just we're all over the place. I think that's the easiest way we communicate with people most. Mm-hmm. And we have newsletters, we do press releases, that kind of thing. But most of our interactions happen through Facebook or Twitter, Instagram.
And Corey, what inspires you with your art?
Well, a lot of different things. This project is sort of become my artwork. I'm not making a lot of things on my own, and my partner, we're sort of in a zone where the galleries become our artwork. So it's very inspiring to see these people put together an exhibition, to work with them and to create this camaraderie. It's almost like a family. And so it's been quite the amazing experience. Even being on the other side of that coin as an artist, I never really fully understood, you know, how it works. And it's been really great.
Well, because it's interesting. I have two very smart gentlemen sitting next to me, and the synchronicity is between what you do is you're producing, and Jim, you're producing as well, and highlighting other people and their art, and there's something very fulfilling about that, and I think that we know that even just by water fire. Barnaby, certainly, you've taught me that. You know, it's amazing to watch people be able to or highlight people doing what they do best, mm-hmm. and it's a good thing. So,
there's also a wonderful synergy that happens as the people encounter art they haven't seen and discover excitement about the city, and it just keeps it an additive process. And we're seeing that actually by the Green Gallery now with the restaurant. There are actually three galleries there, and two restaurants, and all of that is changing, and I recommend people to go out and discover it. What are your hours?
Right now we're only open on Saturdays from 12 to 5, and then we're open by appointment or announcement.
And then you're also open on gallery night, right?
No.
Oh, you're not? Okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Well, now we do know. And, you know, we're going to have to take a break in a second, but when we come back, Corey, again, it's so interesting to me just to know more about you and to hear about what you love to do. And I want to hear more about the medium that you like to work in
sure.
when it comes to art rather than, you know.
Okay.
All right. So you're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we'll be right back. Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I'm talking to Corey Oberlander, a really impressive young man who I am privileged to work with at Waterfire. But he also is just an incredible artist who started a gallery at, you know, the age of 26 and a half. We were very specific about that.
I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, come on. It's fun.
Someone's going to tease me about it.
And then, you know, and I've also got Jim Nellis here who's with us. And, you
27
know,
and a half.
27 and a half. God, you look great for your
it's
age.
Aging by the minute.
And we've got Barnaby on the line. Barnaby, you still there?
I am right here. Absolutely.
All right. So, yeah, we're talking about art. And, you know, I wanted to know, Corey, what is... You know, what's your medium? What's your favorite medium when you would describe yourself as an artist?
As I mentioned, it's kind of hard to explain these days because we've been doing the gallery for a couple of years now, and that's been kind of my artwork, and we're sort of doing all these curatorial projects. And
and Corey, if I may break in,
sure.
The show has a very, the two of you, and you collaborated on the curatorial work,
mm-hmm.
got a very... consistent, thoughtful, new voice in the arts. I like what you're showing. I like the care with which you hang the exhibitions and light it. It's a very respectful place for the arts, and there have been some good conversations that I've been there on a Saturday.
Thank you, Barnaby.
To speak about their work. So that's, we'd like to see more of that, and we wish you great success.
Yes, thank you. It means a lot. It's always nice to hear.
Well, and I think, you know, Barnaby, it's interesting because I don't think a lot of people know your history as well, is that you are, you started off as an incredible photographer. And I think most people think of you just related to Waterfire. And as we're talking about kind of like when I asked you about your medium, Corey,
mm-hmm.
And you said it's kind of, it shifts.
It takes a sideline, yeah.
Yeah, and Barnaby, I mean, you've got photographs hanging in museums all around the world, don't you?
I do. I don't know about all around the world, but...
Well, I'll say all around the world.
They're in the Bibliothèque Nationale in Paris, and they're in London, and they're in the...
All right.
They're the Art of Fribourg in Switzerland.
All right, guys,
all around the world.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's funny because I think most people will just think about Waterfire, but mm-hmm. you know, it's interesting to see how an artist can shift and change. And even Jim, you know, we were talking about you and 25 years in investment banking, mm-hmm. and now shifting your focus more into the community and,
sure.
you know, and supporting your community and the arts and food and, yeah. I think that's important to, you know, redefine each ourselves sometimes a little bit too much, not realizing that we have the ability to shift and to move. And again, Barnaby, I think that people don't know that you are an incredible photographer. You've got quite a breadth of work, right? When
well,
we look at your history.
I actually, there is a through line connection there. In my photography, I was quite fascinated with documenting cities and urban landscapes, as well as natural landscapes and people, but particularly urban landscapes spoke to me, and I became more and more interested in the emotional content of landscape. I did a series of portraits of places in the city where something that happened and how people related to it. And that slowly led me into this idea of taking a city landscape that is populated with people who interact with it in many ways, both live there, walk there, pass through there, clean it up, and discovering the opportunities you had to change that environment in unexpected ways. And that led to Waterfire. So there is a direct link between the two.
That's cool. Wow.
And then as a photographer, and Corey, I didn't hear what your background in the arts was before, because I was not on the line.
I had majored in painting and art history in school. So I did primarily painting, drawing, collage.
Well, all painting and drawing and photography, all three are very much about the quality of light on the surface and on the world and awareness of that. And this is one of the things that artists often bring in to anything, is looking at it from a new angle or with a particular intensity or creativity. And Waterfire is simply taking the existing downtown and presenting it in a way that transforms your expectation and your experience, and it's often done with light. So there's a direct relationship between all of those things.
Well, we're going to be closing the show pretty soon, but, I think it's just it's fascinating to have such incredible talent here. And, I think we'll put it up on our Facebook page, Barnaby.
We will, absolutely.
And on the website.
And, Corey, when does this show end? Because you told me I had to go see it because it sounded interesting.
Closes on July 18th. We'll have a artist talk the night as well, right around 7 p.m.
Okay, so an artist talk in the gallery, and it's open from, 6 to 9, something like that?
Probably we'll be open all day, probably from 12 to 8,
okay,
with the artist talk at 7.
And, Jim, before we have to close out here very quickly, Sunday,
1 to 3 at the Rhode Island Eye Institute, 150 East Manning Street. Incredible ice cream throwdown.
Thank you for coming on the show, our guest.
So
and
fun.
You've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Barnaby, we missed you here in the studio, but thank you for calling in.
Oh, I'm delighted to call in, and greetings to everyone.
Thanks, Barnaby.
Right, thank you.
And I didn't hear about this ice cream showdown. I'm going to have to work up on this one.
We'll get you tickets. Bye.